Hello, Rochester.
Rochester.
Hi.
Two guys and a girl right here. 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Unless it is Sunday.
Unless you're listening on Monday, then it's 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock, and
okay.
We don't know where we are. But
no.
We know where
we're
we are
still
tonight.
Here.
We are down at the Hungerford building right here, 106.3 WRFZ. And let's see. I've got to the right of me, I have Joe B. Here, say hey.
Hey.
Hey. Say
hey.
Hi. There you go. To the left of me, right? This is my left, yeah.
Yeah.
We have
right.
Little Joe, the
Hi,
beautiful
guys.
And talented. Say
What's
hello.
Up?
There
beautiful
we go.
And talented.
Beautiful
Hi.
And talented. And in the studio, we got Dave and we have Baby K.
Baby K.
Hi.
Baby
K.
Hey. Wow. That I did not expect, but.
Did somebody squeeze the chicken?
Yeah.
Ew.
And unfortunately, Nancy is.
She's not feeling too well.
She's not
she,
feeling
Dave?
Too well.
Aww.
So Nancy
Aww,
K
Nancy.
Will not
Nancy.
Be with
Nancy.
Us.
Nancy.
But hey, we got a
Jinx,
heck
drinks,
of a show.
Drinks.
A heck of a show tonight.
Do we?
We do.
Oh,
we
man.
Do. We've got a great message of hope coming up.
Yes, we do.
With Michael Anthony from.
Van Halen
right,
is going to be
Van
here.
Van Halen.
Oh, my
there
gosh.
You go. And also have Rockcovery Fitness.
They came in their uniforms.
In their
and
uniforms.
I dropped and gave them 20. Well,
you did.
Kind of 10 and a half.
10 and a half.
On my knees.
Don't hurt yourself, Joe.
Yeah. No kidding.
Pretty good on you. Anyway, I didn't say the whole thing, so we're not going to we're not gonna go that far. But let's see what else. And we also have Mikey is back.
Mike is back.
Yep, God the bless. Journey. The journey of Mike right there. And he'll be back. And
the journey continues.
But who's going to say what the show is all about tonight?
All right. So... two guys and a girl.
What is the show all about there, little Joe?
Little Joe, what
I'm
do we
sorry,
got?
Mike's distracting me from the other side of that little mirror thing.
He can
so,
do that.
Two Guys and a Girl is a radio show, obviously, with two guys, and I'm the girl. Hey.
And you're the girl.
I am the girl.
Okay, you
yeah.
are the, you are the
no,
girl.
So we just talk about the positives of recovery from, you know, addiction and mental health. And, you know, we're just trying to break that stigma of once an addict, always an addict.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
That was a great way. And Joe, if they want to get in touch
oh
with us,
goodness.
How can they do that?
Tell us.
Is Dave, like, that, taking apart the studio?
Where did that voice come from? Two Guys and a Girl Radio uh-huh. on Facebook or hashtag the number two guy.
Number two.
Number
is that
two,
with a Z? Guys with a Z?
Guys, number
Stop
one,
counting.
Girl radio.
I actually think it's two guy.
Is it two guys?
You know,
two
I don't
guy,
that's
one
why
girl.
I stopped there for a minute.
Two guy, one and, girl, all numerical.
Right.
And then, Little Joe, can you tell me the phone number so they can text?
Yeah, it's 585-310-4080.
4080.
I'm never going to forget that.
You never forget that.
Nope, tattooed right on my forehead.
But you know what? I don't have that phone with me.
Oh. So don't text that number.
Don't call it. Don't
text
it. That
you can still text it. We'll mention them next week.
Maybe I'll send Mikey down into the car to grab that phone.
Okay.
I don't know. But, hey, Baby K, are you going to be doing some Facebook Live?
I can.
You can? All
yes.
right. Why don't we put you on Facebook Live tonight? And we'll have that going, too. All right.
Oh, like my face? Book? Wait.
Face?
What's Facebook Live? Is that the video?
That is the
that
video.
That is the video.
God, I don't even have my eyebrows done.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
It's going to be a mess.
You have eyebrows?
I draw them on.
Eyebrows. Okay. Eyebrows.
With a Sharpie.
With a Sharpie.
Yes.
Gotta love that.
Very. So it's a very natural look.
Eyebrows are an accessory.
They are. Make sure you have your purse and your eyebrows.
There you go.
Oh God, yeah. Where is my purse?
Oh, where's mine?
Baby K.
Baby
get
K.
Get it together, Baby
she's
K.
She's getting it together. She'll be on Facebook Live.
Little Joe, what do you think about that?
She's nuts.
She's nuts. Okay.
All right, and we got a big week here. This is a big week.
Oh, boy. We got stuff this week.
We got a lot
got
of
stuff.
We got stuff this week.
We have things.
Well, let's Wednesday is going to be International Overdose Prevention Day.
Prevention?
Awareness Prevention Day.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Those words are all in there somewhere.
They work.
Okay. And that's going to be Wednesday, and that sort of kicks off Recovery Month, the September of
kick it off, yo.
The September
kick it off,
of
yo.
Yeah.
What is
kick off
Joe?
Recovery Month right there. And also another thing that's going to be happening is First Friday here Right
first
at the
Friday,
Hungerford.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
That's Friday. Free food.
The first Friday. That would be this coming
so
Friday
happy.
Right there. September 2nd. And
do we have some music coming?
We do. We have Brian Lindsay coming.
Oh,
he's going to be playing.
Great. Yeah.
We're really excited about that. I think there's going to be somebody on before him, too. I forget the name. And then sort of the radio station's going to be having an open house. So we'll
yeah,
be here. We'll be hanging out for a little while.
For sure.
And
snacks.
Meeting some people. And
snacks.
You know, they can see just exactly how ugly
Dave, you have the looks for radio.
I have the looks for
you do.
Thank you very much.
I think we all do.
That was really
all right.
All right. And well, let's what do you say? Why don't we take a quick break?
Wait. What's the opinion question?
The opinion question, we're going to come up with that next. What it is are we over-prescribing mental health medications today?
Wow. Okay. I want our listeners to get a chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they can flood us with
So they
comments.
Can flood us. That's
yes.
right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the opinion question. And, hey, if you want to join in, join Kelly and Baby K on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
That is a wonderful tune. You know,
Anyway.
What's up with you?
I don't know. Joe's playing with my volume, and I'm not really
I
sure
never
what happened
touched
to me.
Your volume.
But, okay, anyway, let's talk about that opinion question
yes,
right now.
Yes, let's.
Oh, boy. Did I just hear a noise from somewhere?
Well, I was hoping that one of you guys would pick up because I'm trying to figure out.
Well, is your?
I have no. So, Joe, tell them about the opinion question.
The opinion question is: are we over medicating mental health illness? Are we offering too many prescription drugs? Are we throwing medicine at a problem without actually treating it?
Mm. Mm, good.
Or not looking into it enough before throwing medicine at it.
Okay. Well, that's sort of an opinion right there.
Well, that's part of it. I am going to say I do have a close friend. I used to be his grand sponsor back in the day. And he has been... Did somebody just receive mail?
Sorry.
He has had... He's been like a pincushion for medicines.
Okay.
The dosages get changed. The particular medications get changed. He's up, down, manic, depressed. I mean, the amount of medicine, I kind of wish they would just take them all away. And let's start from scratch, maybe with some good old-fashioned therapy. And as we do the therapy, bring in some, you know, one medicine at a time and see how that works. Because he's just got this concoction in him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough for him to stay clean. It's really tough for him to deal with up and down all the changes they constantly make with him.
Okay,
I'm not saying he still shouldn't hang on through it.
Right.
But mental illness is kind of its own animal, if you will. So anyway, that's just a thought to get this started.
That's okay. That's your thought. I'll tell you what I know. What I think. What my opinion is right here would be. First of all, right now, about 57% of all mental health medications that are prescribed have no nothing else except for medication. That's it. There's no seeing anybody. There's no therapy. There's no program.
Take two of these, and I'll see you in
exactly.
2 years.
57% of that done now. The problem that I really have is that they've come up with new things. I mean, let's face it, the pharmaceuticals need to make money.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden we're prescribing medication for things like bereavement.
Bereavement?
Yeah. I mean, do we really need to, you know, I mean, going through grief is a thing people have been going through for years.
And it's healthy.
I think all of
right.
mankind.
Exactly. And there's all different sorts of grief, stages of grief. There's, you know, it just doesn't have to be someone passing. I mean, we go through it with addiction.
Sure.
You know, but it that is prescribed a lot. Women's menstrual cycles. Now they prescribe a lot of, you know, it's that big of a deal. We have to give mental health medication for it. It's a big push.
Little
yeah,
Joe.
No,
little
no
Joe,
I would agree.
Look over
no,
there.
I'd agree.
I mean, to me, it's just these companies are coming up with so many various different new things.
Well, how about all the medicines that they prescribe for mental health that weren't mental health medications, anti-seizure medications. What's that? Neurontin. Big one. A lot of people, gabapentin is another name for it.
True.
I mean, people are using it, and that was an anti-seizure medication.
Yeah.
And they can be abused just like any. How about, what's the one? Ritalin. Big one that gets abused nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. Or has been for a bunch of years.
Yeah. Yep. And Adderall.
Adderall's dangerous. Huge. Yeah.
Ritalin was, I remember.
Ritalin?
Ritalin.
Give me Ritalin. Some chillins and some Ritalin.
Yeah.
That's when the whole big thing about doctors getting free cruises.
Are you kidding me?
That's when all that was going on, and that's when that whole thing blew up, where these doctors were getting incentives in order to put these children on Ritalin. Hmm. And that's when they also found that most of the kids that were on Ritalin really shouldn't have been on it. I could have probably just used a good swat in the ass.
yeah, you know what? Back in the day.
Right, back in the day. But anyway.
Sometimes you got to hit your kids.
Well, listen, that is no. The two guys and a girl does not agree with.
No, we don't condone.
We don't condone or not condone
abuse of children.
I have a quick story about my oldest daughter.
Okay.
Don't even say that, little Joe. Well, when she was about five, they called the family, and now it was a split household.
Mm-hmm.
So they called in everybody for a meeting about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me versus all of her mother's family. And I said, I do not want her on medicine. I want her to be engaged in some other activities mm-hmm. or other alternatives before medication. Now, she's coming from a... both parents, one's a full-blown alcoholic, one's a recovering addict. Mm-hmm. So it's in our genes. She was born with our gene pool. And I said, let's do this without the medication first. And behind my back, because the doctor was their family doctor,
right.
Her pediatrician. So all of a sudden, my daughter's at my house, and I get the instructions. This is her medicine. And I'm like, oh, you know, they went ahead and did it. So my daughter wakes up one day, and she goes, Daddy, my pills that help me remember aren't working. I think I need to take more. And my heart sank because they had tried to feed her a line. These are going to help you remember better. Wow. These are going to help you. Oh, they're going to be good for you.
Focus.
And they're not working. So should I take more?
Yeah.
I was like, my heart sank, and I said, this is going to be a problem.
And I don't know, there may be a study that's already been done out there, but I would wonder how many kids that were put on Ritalin are now on
ADHD.
Yeah, medication.
Well, I don't think they make Ritalin anymore. I think it's Adderall now, which is like amphetamine salts.
Wow.
It's crazy. I remember when I was in like fourth grade and... the late 90s, early 2000s, and like suddenly everybody was on Ritalin.
Wow.
And it was like, it was so weird because I didn't know what ADHD or ADD or any of those things were. And like, just like, we're kids. Kids are weird, man. Kids are like high strung and creepy, and they're kids.
Was it, Dave, were you a kid?
No, Dave was born that age and that size.
I'm not sure if I remember my childhood, but I do have CDO. That's OCD and proper alphabetical order.
That's a silly joke.
Now, my problem with, you know, not that I have a problem with mental health, like medication, because I'm on an antidepressant, but I don't think that it's the cure for mental health. I don't think that just the medicine is going to, because I mean, even talking to my doctor, I even asked him, I said, is there anything like, what do you recommend? Besides medication, because I know that's like a quick, you know, snap of the fingers, like instant gratification type of thing. Like, what else do you recommend? And he strongly recommended the medicine for like a quick, like jump start type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it for me, like helped like the spiritual part of my recovery is what helped the mental health, like depression area.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I didn't recognize that I didn't have depression or like go through any of that while I was using or even before I was using.
Right.
This happened after a year clean.
Sure.
So I strongly suggest to anybody who get clean to get a mental health evaluation. You don't know what happens after you take, you know, certain substances or, you know, if that might have helped. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. You just don't know.
Right. And I think one of the things also is now they add on these little things to like the antidepressive that I'm on. They go, oh, well, it'll help you stop smoking. What?
Yeah, like they'll add on wow. these, like, that's not what I want. Like, yeah. okay,
like an
cool,
added benefit.
Great.
Yeah, an added benefit.
Great.
You know.
I just want to, like, yeah. stop crying and, like, right, right.
yeah, I
want to
be able to
straight.
Get out of bed.
Right, get out of bed. And
I don't even smoke.
right. But see, it works.
Right.
You know, you lose weight. I mean, they just add on all these
all
things.
All mine make you gain weight.
You know, yeah. And you know, a lot of these, I mean, you know, you'll wear red every day of the week.
It's hard, too. Like, it was almost frustrating starting out because, you know, you're told, oh, you might not see a difference, like, until, like, 2, maybe 3 months.
That's the tough part.
Switch, because I remember switching to another medication, and that just made me, like, all sorts of crazy.
Yep.
And it's yeah, I know, you're giving me the love of me. Yeah, little Joe
little
crazy.
Joe?
Little Joe,
no,
really?
But it's hard, and it's something that, you know, especially being in recovery where I don't want to, like, take responsibility for my health. Right. It's really taught me how to, like, keep up and like, take care of my body and my mind. So
that's hard. Yeah, they keep adding it. They add every time I go. They go, oh, let's up this a little bit.
Exactly.
Let's up this
yep.
a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, you take one of the.
Are
things,
we over medic? Yeah, the one you're on that I took.
You're on what, 100, and I'm on 1200.
Exactly.
You know,
and 100 makes me loopy.
Yeah, okay, we won't go there.
That is true. That's actually a true example. There is a medicine out there. Dave and I have such varied amounts. And who just did it? Is that Baby K? What are you doing?
I'm not doing
there?
Anything.
That was like the sexy.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Am I heavy breathing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
It's my yes. smoker's wheeze. Jeez, oh. Give me a break.
Hey, I got some antidepressant
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, what
we
do you say?
We talked about that the other week, Dave.
Yeah, that is true. What do you say? Why don't we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Everybody's giving their opinion. Little Joe, you good?
I'm good.
Please feel free to give us a text don't text us.
Yeah,
Facebook or tweet us and let us know what you think.
Tweet us.
Tweet
we'll
us.
Be
tweet
right
tweet
back
me.
After this. We're going to do the message of hope.
Michael A.
Michael A. right here. We'll take a little break right now.
Joe B. back here. Am I on? Oh, yes, I am.
Sorry.
Wow. Thanks for turning me down, Baby K. That did not sound right. Anyway, we have our Message of Hope segment. Let's bring it together. Focus. This segment, we go over, we bring a guest on, and we like to talk about where the disease of addiction may, find out where it may have started in their life, where it took them, what the turning point was, and what they've done to get to the other side, and where they're at today. Today, we have Michael A. with us. Hello, Michael A.
Hello.
Hey. Woo!
Everybody, can we get it? Okay, that was slow clap.
Let it build.
Michael, speak into your mic for a second, just so I can see if I can hear you.
Thank you.
There you go. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm actually excited about having you on here. I haven't seen you in a while. And I'm going to let Baby K run with this one.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay. All right, Mike. This is so weird. I'm not a professional. Okay. How long have you been sober, Mike?
Let's see. I got into recovery in March 08, got serious in April 08, and had my last drink November 08.
All right.
November 2008.
Wow. So it'll be
7 years? Plus,
yeah.
Coming up on eight.
All right.
Awesome. And how long were you in the process of realizing that there was an issue? Was it something you realized when you were young that you're like, wow, I really don't either you drink or use drugs the way my friends do? Did it happen late once you were already in the process, or was it something that you kind of like had known for a long time?
When I got to be about 37, bouncing back got a lot more difficult. And a lot of times where I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to go out and have a couple with the boys, turned into a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling that, oh, I can do that and bounce back. And then I was in a relationship, and then the relationship was going, it was solid, but when I'd go out with my friends, I'd leave somebody behind, and that somebody would feel hurt, and I would find myself just making great, great stories. You know, I heard this one guy say, I was a Picasso of reality, where I painted my own picture.
Mm.
Nice.
And I could paint my own reality with her, and I just woke up one day and I was out of paint, my brushes were gone, and then it started.
Let me ask you a quick question. How long, when did you start picking up?
13.
Mm-hmm. 13, that's a pretty average age right there, right? I think it's actually getting younger.
Can give 10-year-olds Oxycontin now, or oxycodone now, so it's not surprising that it's getting younger. Was there anything in your childhood or your adolescence that, looking back now with the clarity of this is who I am. I am an addict or I am an alcoholic, that kind of was a red flag that you overlooked? Because I know that there were definitely some that popped up for me.
No, but I would say looking back, growing up as a kid, alcohol was always around. So it was just normal. Mm-hmm. So hangovers and drinking excessively and going through those motions was always around me. So it seemed normal.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got into recovery where I was like, oh, yeah, that's it's not really normal.
It's not what everybody does. Yeah. Well, what was your process of getting into recovery? Was it intervention?
Did you hit a bottom?
Yeah.
The bottom.
Well, I was talking with somebody earlier this week, and he's a big fan of Dexter. And I remember
Dexter.
It's a good
show. I remember in 07, that fall, there's an episode near the end of season one where Dexter goes to a recovery meeting and gets a coin to bring to his girlfriend. And when he was describing the way he felt about the disease of it just, driving him, taking over his thoughts, I sat there in a cold thought of holy shnikes, that's pretty darn real. And I would say from that fall of 07, the hopeless, immoral, incomprehensible acts were happening. And I found myself not wanting to go out, not wanting to do anything. If I wanted to go out, I'd have to get some more substances besides alcohol to stay out. Mm-hmm. Yep. And unmanageability just really, it was no longer something I could do. It was something that it did me. Mm.
So what'd you do when you realized that?
It was on a Monday morning or a Monday afternoon. And my girlfriend at the time was taking their stuff out of my house. And somewhere, some way, I just said, I'm going to a meeting. Hmm. And I don't know where that voice came from.
So you knew about fellowships and you knew about 12-step meetings before. Had you ever tried them before, gone to a one-off meeting anytime? Or you just knew that they existed?
I knew they existed. My ex-wife had been in recovery. She had some recovery literature, but I really was pretty numb or non-educated about it. I just knew that it was there. Mm-hmm. And then finally that point in that evening, I said, I'm doing it.
Well, what do you do now that you have a good amount of recovery, a good stretch of time? What do you do every day to keep it strong, to make sure that it doesn't get stale or boring? Because I know with time, I've heard, not that I have the most time in the world, but I've heard that complacency is a killer.
Red light indicator.
Mm-hmm. What got me sober keeps me sober. I still in the morning though do the same thing I did when I was using and drinking, is I hit that snooze bar. Still do it, except I'm not hitting it from 6:45 to 6:52 to 6:59 to 7:06 to 7:14. Now I hit the snooze bar and I get back and I just take a pause in life and take a deep breath and exhale and be like, thank you for another sober day. How about a little help today? And sometimes I won't lie, I fall right back asleep.
But you're one of those creepy people that loves the morning. You're the most morning person I know, and it blows my mind.
I do. When I started getting sober, I had to work on my sleeping habits.
Yeah.
So I'd get up real early, but I would stay active in the morning. And in the morning, now I'll get up to Cobbs Hill, do some running, do some laps, get to the gym. I get my favorite music loaded on my MP3 player and just kind of give myself that time, and that's how I take care of myself.
You get
today.
Your favorite music on your cassette Walkman.
I have one of those no skip CD players that always skips. Definitely skips.
Yeah, skip. Yeah. Little Joe, what do you think's going on?
Well, I have a couple questions. So, was it difficult to put trust in something other than yourself, a program or something?
The neatest thing is when I got serious with working a program of recovery. The person that was there making coffee was a young guy like me. I said, it just hit me where if he can do it, I can do it. And I never really had this trust question. I just had to just do it. Mm-hmm. So that really wasn't ever a problem for me.
And what was the best suggestion you've gotten? We get a lot of them. Yeah, I know we do get a lot of them.
Yeah, just don't pick up. But for me, the best one is to have a road dog. And a road dog is a sober buddy, somebody to roll with, somebody to be accountable to. And I did a lot of running in bars and nightclubs and stuff like that. And, it was easy to have that bar friendship, but outside there wasn't. This was something different where I had to be accountable to a friend, and that friend would motivate each other to make sure we were doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I had one of those. We would go and we'd prep for whatever we were going to do by listening to an hour of just insane music.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue didn't even make the playlist. We're talking Insanity. And then it was on. Sober on.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny when you run into people who like were your road dogs out there, and then you run into them in a meeting, and it's like, oh, fancy seeing you here. I guess it's not that ironic, but I've had that happen to me a couple times. And it's like, I thought you were dead.
Well, there's always a great feeling, too, when somebody comes up to you. Are you still doing that sober thing?
Are you still going to those meetings?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, I've got one thing to say. Stay around to 8 years and 8 months, because that actually makes 100 months. And I remember when I hit that, it was like, I've got 100 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, baby. Okay. All right. Well, what do you say? We take a little break room.
Michael
quick.
A., thank you very much for coming
on
the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Right. And we're going to take a quick break. And right after this, we are bringing in Rockcovery Fitness right here on 106.3.
So
hey, we are back right here, two guys and a girl, 106.3. I did want to say before we start this next segment, we did get a couple things. Ritalin is still available and is still prescribed. Huh. That was one of the things that I got. But let's change things over right now. We have Yana and we have Sean right here from Rockcovery Fitness.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey.
You know, let me tell you guys, I'm going to first start this off. You guys are like heroes to people because what you've been able to get them to do. I mean, changing lives. All right, maybe heroes are a big word right there, but
inspirations.
Inspirations. It's been huge. People are not people that are getting that are in recovery, that are recovering from whatever their addiction may be. They see your program has changed their lives, really, and I think it's great. I mean, every time Rockcovery Fitness comes into any type of conversation, it's always something so positive. And I just want to thank you guys for doing that, because I think it's great right there. But let's talk about it. Why don't we talk a little bit about a little history of it? Tell us how it all came about who came up with the idea? Who wanted to get this going?
So it was Yana's brainchild. It came about 2 years ago. I don't know if you remember the February from 2 years ago.
Okay.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, that was
cold.
Really cold.
Snow, lots of snow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we were cooped up in our apartment, and I was going a little stir crazy. I was getting a little cabin fever, and I said to myself and Yana that I need to get out.
Sure.
And so we posted on our Facebook page that we're going to do a 6-mile hike in Tryon Park. If anyone wanted to join us, we'd be meeting there at such and such a time. And we had 8 people turn up.
Okay.
6 of which were in recovery. And we continued to do that each week, and we started adding events. And as we added events and as we started doing more and more events each week, we got more and more people in recovery involved.
Wow, okay.
Did you make the 6 miles a loop, or did you like have to park cars down the way?
What we like to do is just set our GPS on our phone and go and get lost in the woods and find our way back together.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. That's how I met Yana. Fumbling through the woods.
More in that.
No, we plan out the routes. So we'll pick a different park each week, sometimes local, and then sometimes not. So we take a group of people up to the Adirondacks, and we hope to climb all 46 high peaks in the Adirondack High Peak region.
I think they just added a 47th.
Oh, man.
Yeah. let me ask
yes,
you.
Yes, little Joe.
I remember about maybe a year ago, they did an article on you, right, in the paper there. And how many people did you have going? You had a lot of people by then showing up, right? And how much did that increase once, you know, that came out?
Well, so we started in last year. Mm-hmm. So in about a year and a half, we've reached over 500 individuals in recovery. All of our programs are free. They're open to anyone with 48 hours without a drink or a drug. So it's people in recovery, their families, community supporters, really anyone that could achieve 48 hours without a drink or a drug. And we've just, we've grown, like Sean said, kind of starting by accident and almost like at a place of desperation into a place of hope. And we're just growing beyond anything we imagined, faster than we could maintain or manage it, really.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awesome.
That is great.
Yeah. It's now, how many days a week are you doing it now? Is it just once a week or are we every day or are we...
Right now, all of our activities are outdoor-based, but we run 3 to 5 events each and every week. So we're out there. We have steady programming on Monday. We do yoga. Wednesday morning is a morning workout. Fridays, there's a run in social. Saturday's a workout. Plus, we have kayaking, hiking. We do bike rides, anything and everything you could think of.
We've even gone rappelling.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Where'd you do the rappelling?
Tryon Park. Right. Sorry, City of Rochester.
am I right to understand that you guys were just at the Tough Mudder?
Yes.
Right.
How's that?
It was awesome. And we brought 19 people out with us. Woo-hoo. And everyone made it.
Give our listeners a little explanation of what exactly is a Tough Mudder.
It's 10 miles of hell.
Okay.
I'm kidding. It's an obstacle course, 10 miles total, and you just do some really wild and challenging things. But the biggest part of Tough Mudder, much like Rockcovery, is the teamwork. A lot of these obstacles, pretty much all of them, you can't do alone. You just can't. So it needs to be part of a team. And like Sean said, with the 19 people we brought, some were really in great shape and advanced in their physical abilities. Others were not at all. So we were able to get through it. All of us, all 19 of us were able to finish and get through it together, which was really cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
That
very
goes cool. Right along with recovery, huh, team?
Mm-hmm. That go does, team, absolutely. Right?
Well, it's a we can do. It's a
doing
we
it
thing.
Together.
It's a we right. thing. Yeah. That's exactly right. So what? Let's talk about, like, if somebody wanted to do this, what times are we looking at? I mean, do you have different times of the day or morning? Or
so you can find all our programs mm-hmm. and events on our website, rockcoveryfitness.org, or even easier, if you go on Facebook, on the search bar, if you type in Rockcovery, we'll pop up. And if you click the events tab, all the events pop up. It has a time, location, and details right there in the event description. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we'll meet for events that you need a drive to. We'll meet at a central location in the city, and we'll carpool from there. So we have yet to turn anyone away that's been able to get to Boulder mm-hmm. and doesn't have transportation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the Adirondacks. What part are you going? What's your next trip? Let's say that.
We normally go up to Lake Placid. Okay. We haven't picked a mountain yet, but it'll be one of the ones that we haven't done. We've been able to do 14 peaks in the last year. So one of the ones we haven't done, I don't know. Hey, maybe check a map.
I always wanted to do, what's that one when you sit in the, I'm going back to the Olympics, the luge, the
bobsled?
Yeah, bobsled. Can we get hooked up with that? Let's do some bobsledding.
We can look into it,
I think that's a team sport. I think it would be awesome.
I think, and is Whiteface Mountain up there? Is that correct? Okay, have you done that one yet?
We did Whiteface in the middle of January.
January 1st to start off the new year.
Wow. No kidding.
How was that?
It was awesome. And you talk about, you know, Rockcovery being an inspiration, but the real inspiration is the people that come out here. Yeah. That have never climbed a mountain before, that haven't done anything really physical before, and watching them achieve that goal of climbing a mountain mm-hmm. when they thought in their minds they never could.
Okay, the question a lot of our listeners have, I've been getting messages left and right, is when you're in the middle of one of these climbs, what if you have to go to the bathroom and it's not number one?
I bring wipes.
Okay. How about you, Sean? You bring wipes, I hope?
Absolutely. I borrow Yana's.
You borrow Yana's. Oh, hopefully the fresh ones.
How many questions did you actually get about that?
Yeah, how many people and who are these people?
Maybe it was my question. I'm not sure.
Who exactly is listening to us?
He just didn't want to admit
that. That was on the 310 number.
we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, about maybe something inside that you're thinking about. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean,
yeah, it's really what we want to do before the winter is create a space where people can go multiple times a day, any time of day, 7 days a week, and get well. And it's not just about fitness; it's about wellness, yoga, meditation, a community. So what we hope to do is have a place. We have some ideas, and we've actually been polling our participants and getting so much feedback about a possible site. And what we're trying to do now is raise some funds and raise some money to help make this a possibility.
Sure.
So we have our second annual Friends and Family 5K coming up September 24th.
Okay.
And that's at Seneca Park. And we have all of that information on our Facebook page, our website. We have some flyers, too. It's on runsignup.com. You could put in Rockcovery Fitness and find it. And it's just, we had one last year. It was an incredible event. We got a lot of turnout, so we hope to
do it again.
Yeah.
Do you have a GoFundMe page, too?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Actually, there is a GoFundMe that a friend of ours, he's doing the Rochester Half Marathon.
Mm. Okay.
And we have shared that GoFundMe to our Facebook page, so if you're looking for it.
I thought I saw it.
It is on our Facebook page, yeah.
Whoops.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, and I have a question for you, Dave, if you don't mind. I want to go back to where we first met.
Yeah,
we met at open forum. What was the title
the
of that day?
Family friendly heroin forum.
The family friendly heroin forum. Thank you. I know you have that one imprinted in your brain. What'd you think about that, Yana? We had Sarah Taddeo on last week to put it together.
Mm-hmm. I think that we need to bring a stronger message of hope to the community. I think it's an incredibly useful forum, but. We know what addiction looks like. I think that was one of the things that I said is we know what addiction looks like. And there's some really kind of sad ideas and misconceptions. And the community needs to know what recovery looks like first and foremost. You know, during that panel, I felt really hopeless. You know, I felt really hopeless for the people there.
I totally agree with you. I was so happy when you got up and spoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because unfortunately, as I was sitting there, I was also feeling very hopeless. And unfortunately, the passion got in me, and I sort of wanted to rip everybody apart. But that was on the panel. But I was so glad because you had a cool and calm, collected, and you were able to get up and get the point across. And I was like, oh, thank you.
And you didn't even use your sheet you brought.
I had
all these notes,
on.
And you didn't even use them.
I do.
I only want to say, we talked with Sarah about it. And she did a great job putting something together.
Yeah, for sure.
She wrote a great article, her and her collaborators, and she put a great event together.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of people use it as infomercial.
Yeah.
This is my events, but we really need to talk about the problem that's been here for a long, long time. It just didn't pop up the way a lot of people seem to think it has.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to hear you stand up there.
Thank you.
I have a question about this 5K.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I see the registration fee that it includes a T-shirt.
It sure does.
What does the T-shirt look like?
question. What does the T-shirt look like?
We're going to design it specifically for the 5K.
Very nice.
And we have sponsorship opportunities, so businesses could pay to have their logo. Not pay, but their sponsorship levels. Mm-hmm. So they could have their logos on the back of these T-shirts. And they're going to be some really cool T-shirts. So it's $30 to register. It includes a T-shirt. But we also have had a lot of people sign up to sponsor walkers and runners. So if someone can't afford the $30, we encourage them to come anyway. We won't turn anyone away.
So if we were to set up something, let's say on our Facebook page, where maybe we might want Little Joe to be in this race. Maybe Little Joe and Baby Kay. And we will get them into this race.
I would love to. Yes.
We can have people donate to get them into the race, and
that would be fabulous.
Well, yeah, I think we should do that.
Little Joe needs to know what color the shirt is, so she can go out
yeah,
and buy
I need to know what color so that I can
shoes.
Yeah, right.
She needs buy the appropriate right, running shoes.
Yeah, I need to match.
I'll tell you what.
I love running. No, this is that. I'd love to.
We will set that up tonight. We'll
great.
Set that up, and we'll get awesome. You all in, and
you guys are going to buy my sneakers too, right? like headbands.
I'm gonna get you the wristbands, the headband, yes. The black stuff for under your eyes. Yeah, we got
and then me and Joe will be so on the good. Sides, just encouraging.
We'll be carrying the pizza box.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Just hold a donut in front of me. There you go.
This will be great. We'll do that. We'll get that set up, and then if anybody wants to donate to sure. Is Baby Kay going to do this?
Baby
Does she agree?
She would not do
just
this.
Just tell her to shake 5K. Her head yes, and she'll be good.
She said she doesn't even own sneakers.
And she died.
I'll do it. I want
to
do it.
So okay, so you're trying to get this inside the mm-hmm. indoor place. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's got a huge building in town, they can contact you, right? And if somebody just wants to donate, yeah. Besides money, is there other stuff that you guys might be looking for too?
Oh yeah, sure. We're looking pretty much for anything related to outdoors, physical fitness, equipment, weights, backpacks,
tents,
sleeping bags, just about anything and everything, from things that you would use indoors for sort of group exercise, yoga mats and blocks and different things, really anything and everything.
Yeah, and that brings me to a point. Anyone who doesn't think that they have the gear to go up to the Adirondacks mm-hmm. with them, mm-hmm. we got you covered.
Wow. Hey, Sean, I got a question for you. You're looking pretty buff in there. What's your background, bud? Where'd you come from?
So I've been in the Army, combined 17 years active duty National Guard time.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
For your service.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the age range? What would you say? I mean, is it all over the place?
We welcome all age ranges. We ask anyone under the age of 18 to come with a legal guardian or a parent.
Sure.
But like Yana said, all we need is 48 mm-hmm. hours clean. So that opens it up to family members, friends, anyone who supports our mission of building a community of sober peers.
Awesome.
One of our Adirondack trips, actually, we had an age range of 14 to 72.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
That was mm-hmm. Mount Marcy.
That's awesome.
Mount Marcy. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys could go up to Rocky Point. That's up in Old Forge. Old Forge Inlet, New York.
Yep. Yep.
That's a big one a lot of people go out to, too. And I just go up there every summer. I guess that's why I'm plugging it. But anyway.
We didn't make it this summer, Dave. We were going to go.
We were going
to
go.
So our next goal is to get both you guys up a mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go. Ooh, I want to go.
You can do that.
I'll do that.
I
want
to go.
On Mercy. We'll go during the winter, too. Absolutely. Well, this is great.
This is awesome.
Yeah, and we'll want you to come back on. Sure. You know, maybe before this. This again, the date on this is the 24th of September.
September 24th.
During recovery month right
yes.
there. Maybe we'll have you come on before. We'll talk a little bit about it, and we'll see what type of shape we're getting little Joe and Baby Kay in here to to get ready for
hey,
this
Yana,
whole thing.
Before you leave, squeeze the chicken. It's fun.
Squeeze it.
Take it right off. Squeeze it. Yeah, there you go. It's kind of fun. See, it is, isn't it?
She's so confused. She's like, all
right. That's our rock cover fitness right there. That's my rock cover fitness.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, hey, it's been great having you on. And we're going to set that up on the page tonight. We'll also get all the information there. How anybody out there listening, if you want to get involved, we'll have all your links up and set this up. Really, you've inspired tons of people. Thank you very much for it. And
loving it.
Please keep doing what you're doing. It's been great.
Thank you so much for the
thank
kind
you for
words.
Having us on.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to go to a quick break. And right after this, we're going to go to the journey. The journey with Mikey B. He's back.
He's back.
Woo. He's back.
Back.
Two guys and a girl right here. It is time for the journey with Mikey B.
He Hi.
Is Mikey
back.
B is back.
You know, Mike, before we get into this, do you know what? I think me and Joe have decided that we're going to get you also in with Baby K and little Joe right here.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm winning the race.
In the 5K.
I'm winning it.
Can I just, I will gladly cheer.
Cheer.
I will hold water.
You will hold water.
I will save snacks at the finish line.
Baby K, are you scared I'm going to beat you?
You are. I am not. So, like, it's something I know for a fact.
It's a team thing.
Is there a slow walking chain smoking event because I will nail that one.
Do you know that's what I'm awesome. Thinking? I'm thinking Mike will carry you on his back.
Game we
on.
Could do that. We
through,
could do that.
Through
game
the
on.
Entire thing. But we will. We'll set you two up then. We'll set you two up.
Yeah, I'll go.
Have
I'll
you
make
ever
signs.
Done a 5K?
No, I'm not the cardio guy, but I'm willing. I'm open minded.
I'm open minded.
You're open-minded. Yeah, so we'll put that up on our Facebook page too.
Yeah. Mike, you can wheelbarrow it while somebody just carries you from behind.
Perfect.
You got that type of
that,
right?
That we can do. That we can do.
Okay. And I'm not the one carrying you.
And, you know, though, and you are allowed to wear a shirt with no sleeves.
Okay. I think you have.
That definitely works.
That's like a requirement for any 5K.
And you can only smoke
that's
two packs for the 5K.
Anything Mikey B does.
Yeah, it's just a okay. life requirement.
That's just a life requirement right there.
Sun's out, guns out.
So, okay, let's get back to the subject right here. Mikey, the journey, you are back. Okay?
I am back.
We missed you for a couple weeks.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I made the wrong choice, and I went out and used, you know.
Okay.
And it got really rough.
The important thing, you came right back.
Yeah, right back.
You came right back.
Yep.
And again, a lot of love for you out there. A lot of people with
and
you.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, I know you do. Absolutely. There are a lot of people glad to see you come back. So you're getting right back into the rhythm of things.
Absolutely.
Give us the average day.
Okay, so I get up. Everyone's up now. Okay.
You get up?
So I read literature, and then I usually text or call my sponsor, you know, let them know what I've read, and, get to work. Work's very healthy for me. Talk to people that are very important to me in the morning, usually on the way into work or if they're on their way into work, and then get to work, either hit a noon meeting. And then, I'm in an outpatient program. Okay. And then, continue with evening meetings and just, praying, meditation. For example, today I was at the beach and, it all alone, and it was really different. You know, just walked the whole beach, did some meditation. And besides when I was on the phone with someone really important to me, it was just me time. Just reflecting and doing some meditation, trying to calm down like I'm not now. trying to just, reflect on things I've done, choices I've made, and what I can do to change those.
Did you make a meeting today?
I did.
Good. Yep. Meeting a day?
In one form or another, yep. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just going to say, did you find that being at the beach like was helpful for you? Because I know that for me, I like going to the park.
Nature.
I know Highland Park in particular. There's these two benches in the midst of some pine trees that are like kind of like off the path.
Beaten path.
It
really
is.
It's just they're in the middle. No path around. I just stumbled upon them one day, and I really like to go there and just like.
When you can find them again.
Myself. Yeah.
Right.
Nature. When the path
just set your GPS. Sean will be in there hiking around.
Right.
We'll find him out there. I'm Mike. I want to bring up something to you. I want to bring up something serious about the relapse. I've loved you for a long time. Known you for a long time. And I've loved you for a long time. Did you find that more people are the people? I had to love you from a distance on this one.
Yeah,
you were my prayers, my thoughts. But we'd been through some rough times over the last couple uses, and I couldn't put myself back in there so that I could take care of myself personally. Do you find anybody else having that issue in your support group?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I was there for you.
Yeah.
But
absolutely. And I guess what's the question? So yeah,
just about loving you from a distance. Did some people not show up the way they may have in the past, just due to the fact they're a little more standoffish? A little me myself personally, I can't surround myself in a potentially harmful situation for myself.
Right.
Other people, some people might be getting frustrated with you.
Yeah.
It's been a while. You've done a few rehabs. You've been in and out.
Yep.
Are some people starting to question you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, so I've said, this is the time. This is the time. And really, no one knows what's, I've told 143 people that, 143 different things about I'm getting clean. And it's only when, I make that choice and no one really knows what's in my heart. You know what I mean? So you know, if they're there, they're there, Joe. But, you know, it's about me. It's about me getting
clean.
Take
care of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, because I love you. I just know it's a tough spot. Dave, you
have
something?
I'm so glad you're back. Thank you, Dave.
Me too.
There for you.
I love you, Mikey.
And we're glad to see you back, right, jumping right back into it.
Right there.
I think you're doing all the right things. I mean, it, you know, it's, I'm not an expert, but everything that you're doing sounds great. I like the whole beach thing. I like the whole, you know, the meditation and all that. That's awesome. And I think a
something
lot of
different,
people,
you know, something different.
Yeah, people are pushing for you big time. So next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't forget what Mike said, too, about having a road dog. It's great to have some me time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also, especially the beach, that used to be a trigger for us. We went to the beach with a purpose.
Many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
Just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that is the journey right there with Mikey B.
Mikey B.
Thanks, Mike.
Next Sunday. And all right, let's talk about this week. The Scotty B. International Overdose
Awareness
Prevention Day. That's going to be happening at the Martin Luther King Church.
Right where the party in the park was.
It's a park.
And
it's not a church.
Right by the Star Museum.
Oh, did I say church? I'm sorry. That'll be going from 3
Sunday,
to 8.
You know.
The Scotty B. And
Trillium's got an open house.
Why don't we just kick that in? We're going to get a little of that music going for us right here. Trillium, the exchange at Central Ave, 9 a.m. to 11. You can come down and get trained.
First Friday?
First Friday. Right Woo-hoo! Here. Brian Lindsay Band will be hanging out. Yes. Open door right here.
Check our website.
Open door.
Or our Facebook page.
Open house right here.
Open door.
Open door. The door will be open. We are good. Thank you, Rochester.
Enjoy your Sunday, Rochester.
Take care of yourself, Rochester.
Keep rocking.